Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
At 6:24 on this Tuesday morning, one of Milwaukee's most prominent families had some big changes recently. Mariah and Giannis got married this offseason.
So how has married life been so far?
It's been really good. Like, you know, like they talk about that honeymoon phase in relationships. I feel like we're really on that honeymoon phase after marriage. Like, everything's just been amazing.
Mariah Antetokounmpo talking with friend of the program, Callie Herbst, founder of Milwaukee With Kids, MKEWithKids.com. Callie live with us this morning. Hi, Callie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
We had such a nice chat with Mariah, formerly Mariah Riddlesberger, now Mariah Antetokounmpo. She and Giannis tied the knot, of course. They're back at it with your help supporting Milwaukee Diaper Mission, which I want to know about. But first, give us the stuff. What did she say about the wedding and all?
Okay. Yeah, no, I feel the same way. She told us about the wedding. She told us about the proposal. I had asked how one of the readers had asked how he proposed, and she said that it was a shock to her. She was pregnant with their third baby, and he suggested a trip for the two of them. They hadn't gone on a trip, just the two of them together. So they went to Hawaii, and he made her a spa appointment in the morning and surprised her then in the evening down on the beach with a beautiful proposal with all kinds of flowers and that kind of thing. She said he did it was a beautiful proposal, and she was very happy with it.
Aww.
It's nice.
That is nice. So yeah. You were talking with Mariah because she and Giannis have been committed to Milwaukee Diaper Mission and have done a lot of work to raise the profile of that effort. So what did you talk about in that regard?
So she's been supporting this mission for the last couple of years. Well, the last few years, ever since their son Maverick was born, they did, instead of a baby shower, they did a diaper drive for him. And she's taken this cause under her wing. She just feels really passionately that families shouldn't have to choose between these basic necessities. And so they've really gone all in on the Milwaukee Diaper Mission, which has been open since 2020. And before that, Milwaukee was one of the biggest cities that didn't have a diaper bank. And so this local mom sort of just started one. And that's what it is. It's really a grassroots effort. And so this year, the Charles Antetokounmpo Foundation is matching $50,000 of donations for this big give back that they do in at this time of year. And so if people, you know, Mariah said, you know, if it's on your heart and you think it's a good cause and a worthy cause, she does encourage people to donate to that.
You know what's so neat about it, Callie, is that there are certain folks in the world who are just good-hearted people, but also see a window of opportunity when they can influence and inspire and use their notoriety for greatness. And that's exactly what they're doing.
I mean, I can't tell you how – I feel like – They really seem, I mean, they're either really good actors or they're really, really down to earth people. I mean, she was sharing how much she enjoys raising her kids here in Milwaukee because of kind of the slower pace of life and how they can kind of go to the park and take their kids places and people will recognize them but not overwhelm them and give them their space and their privacy to just have some family time. And, yeah, she said they love the fall fun stuff, like the apple orchards and the pumpkin patches. And, of course, that was music to my ears. She was raised in California, so she doesn't love the snow. But the kids do because they were born here. So it was really fun to chat about their life and their family and all that.
Talking with the founder of Milwaukee With Kids, Callie Herbst. Callie, you speak with and engage with so many young families. For folks who haven't had babies in the house for a minute, can you characterize just really how expensive diapers are and how people can still help?
That's such a good question. And the answer is that for one baby for 1 week, it's $25. So, and then you're looking at, you know, obviously a lot more than that, right? So you've got every week, every month, however many kids you have. And so it really gets to be expensive. And the interesting thing is, well, there's a couple things. Donating larger diaper sizes is where their biggest need is. If you're going to actually donate physical diapers to them, their largest need is like the size 5 and 6. But the monetary donations go so much farther because they can buy them. Obviously, they have the connections to buy them wholesale. So you can get many more diapers with your monetary donations. But yeah, so I mean, even $25 is really at least a tangible impact, right? 1 week, one baby, $25.
Callie Herbst is the founder of Milwaukee with Kids. You can see that whole interview. It's up on the website right now, mkewithkids.com. Thanks, Callie.
Thank you.